إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله جل وعلا، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we seek His help and His forgiveness. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide to the path, there is none that can misguide them. And as for those who are misguided, there is none that can guide them after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah alone with no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His servant and a messenger. To proceed, indeed, the most truthful of all speeches is the book of Allah, Al-Qur'an, غير مخلوق, which is not created. And the best of all guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of all affairs are those newly invented matters to this deen. Indeed, every newly invented matter to this deen is an innovation, and every innovation is in a hellfire. فاتقوا الله عباد الله بفعل ما أمركم به واحذروا معصيته بارتكاب ما نهاكم عنه. Fear Allah, O people, O you servant of Allah. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Act upon that which He commanded you with, and avoid His falling into His disobedience by acting upon that which He forbade. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ لِلطَّاعَةِ بِاتِّبَاعِ السُّنَّةِ آثَارًا حَمِيدَةً وَعَاقِبَةً سَعِيدَةً. And you should know that while being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while being firm upon the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this will bring nothing but good ends. They will bring nothing but good results and yet a good end. وَأَنَّ الْمَعَاصِي وَالْبِدَاءِ أَثَارًا قَبِيحًا وَعُقُوبَاتٍ شَنِيعَةٍ فَاحْذَرُوهَا. And in the other hand, actions of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, innovations of all types, they have despicable results, they have an evil end, so therefore we should avoid them. أيها المسلمون إن البدعة تبعد عن الله وعن دينه الصحيح وهي شر لا خير فيها. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها. We should know with certainty that innovations take away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that innovations take the people further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore from the path and from the correct Islam, and that the innovations are all of them evil and there is no good in them whatsoever. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَشَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. And the worst of all affairs are those who are invented to the deen. والبدعة أحب إلى الشيطان من المعصية لأن العاصي يعترف بخطئه ويتوب، أما المبتدع فيرى أنه على صواب فأنى له أن يتوب. And the innovation is more beloved to the shaitan than sin, than sinning. That's because the person, when he sins, when a person sins, he knows that he's doing something wrong. So therefore in the end of the day, or right after his sin, he may turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. As for the innovator, he thinks he's right. He thinks he's upon guidance. So how would he repent from something he thinks is correct and is right. والمبتدع يشرع دينا لم يأذن به الله ويحاد الله ورسوله وإن زعم حسن القصد فإن حسن القصد وسلامة النية لا يبرران المخالفة للكتاب والسنة. And the مبتدع, the innovator, he legislated something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not legislate it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger did not give no permission. Even if the innovators claim that they have a good intention, they won't do nothing but good behind their action, but yet good intentions and hoping for good does not, it is not an excuse for a person to innovate and to add to the deen of Allah that which is not from it. قال الله تعالى في سورة الزخرف ومن يعش عن ذكر الرحمن نقيد له شيطانا فهو له قرين وإنهم ليصدونهم عن السبيل ويحسبون أنهم مهتدون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and whosoever turns away blindly from the remembrance of the most gracious Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this occurs as Imam al-Tabari mentioned in Tafsir, meaning from this Quran, and the worship of Allah, they turn away from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from this Quran. Allah said, we appoint for him shaitan to be a qareen, a companion to him. And verily they, the shayateen, the devils, hinder them and keep them away from the path of Allah, but they think that they are the true guided ones. فَالشَّيَاطِينُ تُزَيِّنُ لِهَؤُلَاءِ مُخَالَفَتَهُمْ حَتَّى يَحْسَبُوا الضَّلَالَ هُدًى وَالْبَاطِلَ حَقًّا. So the shayateen, they beautify the innovations for the innovators, so much so that they consider misguidance to be the guidance, and they consider the falsehood to be the truth, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. قَالَ تَعَالَى فِي سُورَةِ الْكَهْفِ قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. Say, O Muhammad, shall we tell you the greatest losers in respect of their deeds? Those whose efforts have been wasted in this life. Those whose efforts have been wasted in this life. While they thought that they were acquiring good by their deeds. قال الإمام ابن كثير رحمه الله هذه الآية عامة في كل من عبد الله على غير طريقة مرضية يحسب أنه مصيب فيها وأن عمله مقبول وهو مخطئ وعمله مردود كما قال تعالى وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية. الإمام ابن كثير رحمه الله said, this ayah here in Surah Al-Kahf is a general statement and is applicable on everyone who is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on a path that is not pleased to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not pleased with it. Why do you think they are doing good? And they are the one that's doing the good things. And therefore, their deeds, they're not going to be accepted. And these are people that they're making a big mistake. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ghashiyah, in pertaining to the like of these people, some faces that day of a judgment will be humiliated in the hellfire, laboring hard in the worldly life by worshipping others beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, weary in the hereafter with humility and disgrace. قال فهؤلاء أتعبوا أنفسهم في العمل والخشوع وكانت عاقبتهم النار الحامية. He said, these are people that spend all their life worshipping, working hard, laboring hard, acting upon worship. They were not lazy, they were doing a lot of actions of worship. But what is their end? They will be in the blazing hellfire, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. لِمَاذَا يَا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ وَيَا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ لِأَنَّ عَمَلَهُمْ عَلَى غَيْرِ أَسَاسٍ مِنَ الشَّرْعِ الْإِلَهِ. That's because their actions of worship, they were not based on that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated. ومن مفاسد البدع أنها تفرق جماعة المسلمين وتجعل المسلمين شيعا وأحزابا كما قال تعالى وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله. From the evil results and consequences of innovation, that innovation split the ranks of the Muslims, divide and split the unity among the Muslims, and therefore make them sick, sick and tardy. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and this is my path, which is straight, this path of Al-Islam, that was the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. So therefore follow it. Therefore follow it and be upon it. And do not take other paths, they will turn you away from the path, the only path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ومن مفاسد البدع أنها تكسب صاحبها عن فعل السنن بل إن المبتدع يبغض السنن. And from the evil results of innovation and how wicked these innovations are indeed, that the innovations make a person negligent and less sedentical and negligent when it comes to acting upon the sunan of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather in reality, the innovators, they hate the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
This audio file has been downloaded from SalafiTapes.com.
وتجد المبتدع دائما يبحثون عن الأحاديث الموضوعة والضعيفة والحكايات المخترعة التي تؤيد بدعتهم. And you find the innovators, they constantly searching and looking for wicked, fabricated narrations, wicked narrations, some tales and statements of some men that will support their innovation. ويتركون الآيات القرآنية والأحاديث الصحيحة التي تدل على بطلان ما هم عليه. And they leave off the text of the Quran, and they leave off the authentic narrations of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that contains a clear refutation to that which they are upon from misguidance and innovation. أو يؤولونها بغير معناها الصحيح. Or even sometimes when they bring a narration, a text or authentic hadith, but they understood it not as the ulama of this ummah understood it. ويحتجون بكلام فلان وعلان وزيد وعبيد وبعمل فلان وبما ذكر في الكتاب الفلاني ولو كان مخالفا لنصوص الكتاب والسنة الصحيحة وما كان عليه سلف هذه الأمة. And they always bring argumentation. And they say, but so and so said, the alim said, such imam said. And they mention to you, but in the book, such and such, it said this and this, and said this and this. Even if that which is in the book, or the statements of those people that they refer to, they are against the clear text of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and yet against that which the Salaf al-Ummah, the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Alayhim, they were upon. شيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى يقول ومن المعلوم أنه لا يجوز العمل بكل ما وجد في الكتب أو الاقتداء بما عليه الناس حتى يعرض ذلك عن الكتاب والسنة فما وافقهما قبل وما خالفهما رد. شيخ الفوزان said and it is well known, this قاعدة, this principle should be known amongst all the Muslims. There is not permissible to act upon anything you said you find in a book. And it's not permissible for you to act and say everything that comes from the mouth of the men. Unless and until that which is in a book and that which comes out from the mouth of men is turned back to the book of Allah, to the authentic sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever agrees with that, it will be taken. And whatever go against them, meaning against the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, the Book of Allah, so therefore we should reject it as well. قال فالكتب فيها الدس الكثير وفيها الأحاديث المكذوبة والحكايات الباطلة والخرافات الضالة. He said this book, many books, contains a lot of wickedness, contains a lot of lies, a lot of fabricated stories, a lot of weak narrations, a lot of misguidance. وأعمال الناس فيها الخطا والصواب. And the actions and the statements of men contain that which is correct and that which is not correct. ولا يميز هذا إلا الكتاب العزيز والسنة الصحيحة وما كان عليه السلف الصالح من فضل هذه الأمة. The only balance, the only scale that should be used to know whether the statements are correct or they are not correct, would this person's statement have to be taken or to be rejected, whether this book is good or this book is not good, if they agree with that which is in the book of Allah and in the authentic sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, apart the understanding of Salaf al-Ummah, the Sahaba radhiyallahu alayhim, and those best generations. إذن فعلينا التزام الكتاب والسنة حرصنا يا عباد الله على فهم سلف الأمة والحذر من البدع والأهواء ولو زينوها لنا. So therefore it is incumbent upon us to hold on firm to the book of Allah, to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the understanding of the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum and those best generations that come after them. And we should be aware, and we should be aware of innovation and innovators, and especially innovation, even that certain people may verify for us, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to his Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Al-Jathiyah, ثم جعلناك على شريعة من الأمر فاتبعها ولا تتبع أهواء الذين لا يعلمون إنهم لن يغنوا عنك من الله شيئا وإن الظالمين بعضهم أولياء بعض والله ولي المتقين. الله سبحانه وتعالى said, then we have put you, O Muhammad, then we have put you, O Muhammad, on a plain way of our commandment. This Quran and this legislation. So follow you that Islamic monotheism and its laws, and follow not the desires of those who know not. Verily, they can avail you nothing against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if He wants to punish you. Verily, the zalimun, the wrongdoers, are awliya, protectors and helpers of one another, but Allah is the wali, the helper and the protector of the muttaqoon. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا مزيدا. أما بعد، فلقد عرفنا تعريف البدعة وبعض أنواعها وبعض مفاسدها. ترى فما هي أسباب البدع واستمرار الكثير من المسلمين عليها. الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا مزيدا. أما بعد، فلقد عرفنا تعريف البدعة وبعض أنواعها وبعض مفاسدها. ترى فما هي أسباب البدع واستمرار الكثير من المسلمين عليها. We presented to you a brief definition to innovation. Some of the innovations as related to actions of worship, and some of the evil consequences and impact of innovation. So now, ya ibadallah, self-centered is very dangerous. What are the things that cause innovation to spread? And why do the many Muslims, they still act upon innovation? هذا السؤال يجيب عليه سماحة الشيخ الفاضل صالح آل الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى، ومعه إضافات قيمة حول البدع وبعض الشبه التي يلقيها المبتدعة. This answer or this question will be answered by his eminent Shaykh صالح آل الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى. And we will bring you some additions, some very very beneficial statements of the Shaykh that will refute the wicked and doubtful matters of the innovators. قال الشيخ حفظه الله. So the Shaykh says, المسلمون في العموم يحبون الخير ويحبون رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لو سألت مسلما أتحب الله؟ أتحب رسول الله؟ أتحب دين الإسلام؟ فيقول نعم نعم نعم. The Shaykh says, in general, the Muslims, they love the Sunnah. They love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you want to ask any Muslim, do you love Allah? And you will say, yes, I love Allah. Do you love this deen? Yes, I love this deen. Do you love the Prophet? Yes, I love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إذن والحالة هذه فكيف وقع في البدع؟ وما هي الأسباب التي أدت أو تؤدي إلى انتشار البدع؟ Says they claim the love for Allah, the love for the Messenger, the love for the Deen and for the Sunnah. So how could it possible that they innovate in the Deen that they say they love?
So how can it be possible they go against the sunnah of the man they claim to be Lord? And what are the things that make this innovation disseminate widely among the Muslims? As-sabab al-awwal, the first cause that causes the innovation to spread among the Muslims, al-jahlu bil-sunan. The first cause of that leads to innovation is when the Muslims, they are ignorant of the sunnah. Because the sunnah is the opposite of innovation. I should say that innovation is the opposite of sunnah. So when the Muslims, they don't know the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, and one point of their life, they have to do something. They gotta act in a certain way. They have to say something. They have no sunnah, then they innovate. كما في قصة ابن مسعود المشهورة مع من كانوا يذكرون الله جماعة فلما أنكر عليهم ما كان جوابهم ما أردنا إلا الخير. The best example is the famous story of ابن مسعود. Ibn Mas'ud, when he came to the masjid and found a group of Muslims, the Prophet ﷺ just died, and a group of Muslims, they gathered together and remembering Allah in the jama'ah with pebbles. When he refuted them, what was their answer? What was their answer? They said, "Oh, Ibn Mas'ud, ya Aba Abdurrahman, ma aradna illa khayra." We didn't intend nothing but good behind this. The Shaykh said, نحن ما سمعنا أحدا يقول إني أريد مخالفة السنة بل كلهم يدعون الخير. He said, until this day, we never heard one of the Mubtada claiming openly saying that he wants to go against the Sunnah. لا. All of them claim the Sunnah. All of them claim that they want nothing but good behind their actions and statements. وهل كل مريد للخير يبلغه؟ وهل كل مريد للخير يبلغه؟ And everyone who intends good and wants to do good, he will do good. الجواب لا. الجواب لا. ليس إلا باتباع سنة الرسول الكريم عليه الصلاة والسلام. And the answer is no. Not in all cases. Except for those people who they constantly mindful of following the sunnah of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. السبب الثاني الهوى والتقليد. The second thing that caused the people to go and innovate, following the desires and blindly following the statements and the actions of other men. قال الشيخ تجد أن الذي يلازم بدعة ويعمل بها إذا سألته هل النبي فعل هذا؟ هل النبي قاله؟ فيجيب ما جوابه؟ العالم الفلاني قال كذا، العالم الفلاني فعله، إمام مسجدنا يفعله، حياتنا عليه إلى آخره إلى آخره. وهؤلاء ضلال. He said you will find for the person who is constantly upon innovation and he acts upon it. If you ask him, did the Prophet ﷺ do this? Did the Prophet ﷺ used to act on this action? What is his answer? He will say, but the scholar so and so does it. Our imam and our masjid does it. My whole tribe got wrong and done it. And he gives you all these excuses. Why these people that we follow, they are Allah. They are misguided and cause others to be misguided. فَيَتَعَصَّبُ لَهُمْ وَيَنْصُرُ هَذَا الْبَاطِلَ وَالْضَلَالِ. So, he will choose this side. He will choose this side. And be with them upon their falsehood وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. وَلَمْ يَسْأَلْ نَفْسَهُ هَلِ النَّبِيُّ قَالَهُ هل النبي فعله؟ And he doesn't take one moment and ask himself this question that will save him from the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say to himself this action. Did the Prophet did it? Was the Prophet upon it sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? فيجعل هواه ينتصر لكلام الرجال على حساب السنة. So a person like this who does not ask himself this question, he will favor thee and give precedence to the statements of man over the sunnah of the man that he should be actually following. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As-sabab al-thalith amurun siyasiyah. The third reason that the Shaykh mentioned that has and still happened, that this is the widespread of innovations among the Muslims, is a reason that has something to do with politics. Yes, believe it, brothers and sisters. قال ذلك لأن البدعة إذا كانت مؤيدة من قبل دولة انتشرت في أوساط المسلمين. That's because when innovation is supported by a country, by a government, it's easy for the innovation to be spread among the Muslims. وأول دولة نشرت البدع هي الدولة الفاطمية، وحقيقة اسمها الدولة العبيدية، لأن لا علاقة لهم بفاطمة عليه السلام. And the first country and the first government that spread many, many, many innovations in this wide scale, not just in a masjid, not just amongst two, three people, not as a country, is the دولة العبيدية. الدولة العبيدية، وقد تكلم فيها العلماء وأبانوا أنها دولة باطنية على غير الإسلام، لها معتقدات مكفرة إلى آخره. And the people and of knowledge, the scholars of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaah, they mention with detail that this دولة is باطنية, not upon Islam, even though they claim Islam, but this دولة باطنية عبيدية. Remember this name, they are not upon Islam, rather they have beliefs that take them out of Islam والعياذ بالله. مثال على ذلك، وبالمثال يتصدق المقال. An example to this is ابتداعهم الاحتفال بالمولد النبوي وما يحيط هذا الاحتفال من دعاء وضلالات وشركيات. They were the first people to innovate on a high scale the celebration and celebrating the birthday of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, which is an innovation no doubt. Which is an innovation to this day. Not talking about all the khurafat, all the shirk and disbelief that is involved celebrating the birthday of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فلما رأى العوام أن دولة تقر هذا وتقر هذه البدعة ظنوا أن هذا تعظيم للرسول وحب فيه صلى الله عليه وسلم. So when the men of the Muslims, and they are the majority unfortunately, they are the majority, unfortunately, when they see that a government celebrating the birthday of the Prophet ﷺ, a government celebrating this innovation, they say that this is the only way to show the real love for the Messenger of Allah ﷺ. And if you wish to go to some people who they celebrate this bid'ah of the Maulid, and you tell them, Ya Akhi, hada la yanbaghi, they say to you, you don't love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Say, A'udhu billah. You don't celebrate the birthday of the Prophet? You're a man that does not love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do you see the dangers of the bid'ah? السبب الرابع الاستحسان العقلي في مقابلة النص الشرعي. The fourth reason is when the people they put their intellect over the text. قال الشيخ الدين كامل لا شك في هذا فلا يجوز لأحد أن يستحسن فيه بعقله في العبادات لأنها توقيفية ولا مجال فيها للعقل. بشيخ التدين الدين is complete, no doubt about it. So therefore it is not permissible for anyone to add anything to this deen, but it's not just because his intellect thinks it is right. مثال على ذلك, an example to this, إذا رأيت شخصا يدعو على هيئة مخالفة لهدي النبي. When you see a person, for example, invoking Allah, but based on a way that is in opposition to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, فقل له, say to that person, لما لا تصلي الظهر خمس ركعات. Say to him, why you do not pray الظهر five ركعات? Why you do not pray الظهر, which is الظهر only four ركعات? Why you do not pray الظهر five ركعات? فإن أجابك if he answered لأن هذا لم يرد يرد في السنة فقل له وهل دعاءك هذا بهذه الكيفية ورد في السنة if he said to you because this is not from the Sunnah I don't pray five rak'ahs because it's not from the Sunnah say to him and you the way you're calling upon Allah now if it's in the Sunnah show me where it is in the Sunnah يا عبد الله then he may say to you يا أخي لا أريد إلا الخير ونريد أن نجمع الناس على الخير وأنتم يا سبحان الله متشددون وكذا وكذا then he will say to you سبحان الله يا أخي give me a break I just want good as I want worship Allah we just want the people to be together together upon what يا عباد الله upon innovation upon misguidance اللهم إن هذا بهتان عظيم. So if you said to me, I want nothing but good, لا أريد إلا الخير، فقل له وكل خير في اتباع من خلف وكل شر في ابتداع من خلف. If you said to me, I want nothing but good, say the good, all good is in following those who came before us, the Sahaba رضوان الله عليهم, and those who followed them with good, and the evil, all evil in following the misguidance and innovation of those who come after them. هذا وثمة قواعد مهمة من حققها سهل عليه الاعتصام بالسنة ورد الشبه المبتدعة. And therefore there is some very important principles and fundamentals the Shaykh said, whoever understood them properly and correctly, not only that he will be firm upon the Sunnah, but also it will be easy for him and for her to refute the doubtful of the innovators.
This audio file has been downloaded from SalafiTapes.com.
ولأهمية الموضوع لعل سيطيل بنا إن شاء الله سنستسمحكم. And because of the importance of the subject, we may today we may go a little bit over the time that we usually give. So we ask your permission.
فالقاعدة الأولى الأصل في العبادات التوقف والمنع والحظر. The first principle, you should know that this principle. And when it comes to acts of worship, worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we should not worship Allah with anything unless we have a دليل. لا ينبغي لأي كان أن يعبد الله إلا بدليل شرعي. It is not befitting for anyone, it doesn't matter who he may be, to worship Allah with anything except that it is a دليل and a proof from the legislation. قال تعالى وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه. Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, and whatsoever the messenger gives you, take it. قال الشيخ أي من أقواله وأفعاله وعبادات إلى آخره. Meaning whatever the messenger gives you from statements, from actions, and from worship, then you can act upon it. مثال ذلك وبمثال يتضح المقال. An example to this, because the example makes the points clear. إذا قال لك أحدهم إن هذه بدعة حسنة طيبة. If someone comes to you and says, this innovation is a good one. We now need some bad innovation, but this one actually, brother, with a smile on his face, by giving you some oil at the same time, or inviting you to eat, and he says, yes, but this bid'ah here, just this one here, is a good bid'ah, is a good innovation. Now you may say, Alhamdulillah, because he invites you to eat. Don't let your belly destroy you, ya ibadallah. Don't let your belly destroy you, ya ibadallah. فَقُلْ فَيْتَ that person الْأَصْرُ فِي الْعِبَادَاتِ الْمَرْعُ وَالْتَوَقُّ حتى يتبين الدليل. فهل على هذه الدليل الشرعي؟ They tell him, hold on, before I eat with you, before I eat with you, let me remind you, and it's a reminder for myself as well, of this principle, that actions of worship should not be performed unless if there is a dalil from the legislation, from the book of Allah, or from the authentic sunnah of the messenger of Allah. Okay, you said this is a good innovation. What is your dalil? Convince me now. What is your dalil? It is an authentic dalil and proof that this is from the deen. هل أجمع عليها علماء السنة؟ هل فعلها الصحابة؟ فأجمع علماء السنة they have a consensus on this act of the worship. This is صحابة رضوان الله عليهم أجمع فانا. القاعدة الثانية, the second principle. هذه البدعة لو كانت خيرا لسبقنا إليها خير هذه الأمة. وهم صحابة محمد وتابعوهم بل ولعمل بها خير هذه الأمة وخير البشر محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. The second principle, this innovation that the people that are going to call you, and there are many of them, say, if it is good as you claim, if it is so good as you claim, certainly the companions will precede us to it. They are the best of this ummah. Rather, the best of all mankind, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will certainly act upon it or said it before me and you. Al-Qa'idah al-Thalitha, the third principle. تعلم أن سنة النبي على قسمين, سنة فعلية وسنة تركية. You should know تركية. You should know that the Shaykh said that the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in two types. Is that what the Prophet ﷺ did? That's one type. And that was the Prophet ﷺ left alone and didn't act upon it. That's the second type. كما حقق ألفه الإمام ابن القيم رحمه الله تعالى في كتابه إعلام الموقعين عن رب العالمين. هذا الإمام ابن القيم رحمه الله تعالى هذا مجلس فيسبوك إعلام الموقعين عن رب العالمين. إذا so therefore this applies this principle. خالف الذي يريد السنة فعليه أن يعمل ما فعله النبي وأن يترك ما تركه النبي. So therefore whoever is truthful in following the true sunnah, he should act when he acts upon that which the Prophet ﷺ acted upon. And he should stay away from, when he stay away from this, just before the man, Muhammad, who Allah sent as a mercy to us, to spiritualize his deed, has left it alone. مثال على ذلك وبالمثال يصدق المقال. An example to this. تأتي لصاحب بدعة ملازم لها وتقول النبي فعل كذا أتقتدي به أم لا؟ سيقول بل أقتدي به. وربما يروي لك بعض النصوص في لزوم الاقتداء بالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في أفعاله. You come to an innovator who's consistent upon innovation. And I'm saying consistent upon innovation because you will understand the end of this. You will come to a person like this and say, the Prophet ﷺ, you bring him some good things from Islam, something that is correct and offensive. You say, the Prophet ﷺ did this and this. Do you follow the example of the Prophet? He will say, no doubt, I follow the Prophet. And perhaps he will bring to you some of the statements of Allah, some of the statements of the Prophet regarding the obligation of following this man Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. فتقول, and then you say to him, والنبي الكريم ترك ما أنتم عليه من هذه البدع في الدين ولم يفعل منها شيئا فلم لا تتركوا ما ترك النبي كما أنكم مقرون بالاقتداء به كأفعاله. Then you say to him, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not act upon what you acted upon for this innovation. So why you do not live alone what the Prophet left alone? The same way, you just mention with your own tongue and statement that you follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his actions. فالمتبع للرسول حقا هو الذي إذا فعل شيئا من العبادات يفعله لأن النبي فعله وإذا ترك شيئا يتركه لأن النبي تركه. So the real one who actually following the sunnah, the real sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم is the one who when he does something, he does it because he has a proof that the Prophet ﷺ did it. And when he stay away from something, he stay away from it. Not because the majority stay away from it. Not because his Imam stay away from it. No, he stay away from it because he knew with proof and certainty that the Prophet ﷺ didn't act upon it. وَأَخِيرًا هُنَاكَ أَمْرٌ مُهِمٌ فِي ضَابِطِ الْبِدْعَةِ. Lastly, we remind you of this point that is very, very important in pertaining to understanding what is bid'ah and what is innovation. وَهُوَ أَنَّ هُنَاكَ فَرْقًا بَيْنَ مُخَالَفَةِ السُّنَّةِ وَبَيْنَ الْبِدْعَةِ. That there is a difference, ya عباد الله, between such things going against the sunnah and innovation. There is a difference. مثال, an example to make this clear. شخص يرفع يديه بالدعاء ويمسح على وجهه عقب الصلوات المكتوبة فهذا مخالف للسنة. A person who, for example, after the five obligatory prayers, right after the tasleem, he raised his hand and made the dua while he's raising his hand and then he wiped on his face. This is not from the sunnah. This is not from the sunnah. فإذا نصح وأصر على هذا الفعل وداوم عليه والتزمه أصبح بدعة. So when a person is advised that this is not from the sunnah, you should not do this, this is not from the sunnah, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not do it. If he thinks that the Prophet did it, so it's upon him al-bayan. It's upon that person to bring us some authentic narration that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did it. وَأَنَّا لَهُ ذَلِكَ وَأَنَّا لَهُ ذَلِكَ. So when a person is advised, because certain people you advise them, they say Jazakallahu khair, they ask for the proof, don't be arrogant, don't say you don't believe me. He's not supposed to believe you, he's supposed to believe the man who Allah sent to us, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's supposed to believe in the faith in the Quran and the faith in the sunnah. And so don't be arrogant when you advise someone and you say, ya akhi, what is your proof? Say, a'udhu billah. So you don't believe me? Astaghfirullah. La, bring him the proof, ya ibad Allah, so that his heart كان فلسطين as Ibrahim عليه السلام asked Allah سبحانه وتعالى the famous question ربي أريني كيف تحيي الموتى or Allah show me how you bring the dead to life and you can repeat that in the Surah Al-Baqarah for that so you said this person you advised him if he's advised Alhamdulillah but if he just give you a fake smile and then keep doing it and you advise him keep doing it and advise him and keep doing it now it becomes if he's consistent with it it becomes an innovation والعياذ بالله قال الشيخ صالح على الشيخ إذا لا يسمى المخالف للسنة مبتدعا حتى يلتزم تلك المخالفة that a person who goes against the sunnah and practices an innovation he's not automatically innovative unless he rejected the advice with the proof and continue being persistent upon the innovation therefore he become an innovator هذا وإن خطر البداية عظيم فاحذروها واحذروا أصحابها وحذروا منها ومنهم والزموا كتاب ربكم وسنة نبيكم تفلحوا في دنياكم وآخرتكم lastly the innovation are very dangerous be aware of them and be aware of the innovator warn against innovation and warn against innovators to the best of your abilities with knowledge with the proof with hikmah This is the only way we may be successful in this life and in the next. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.
This audio file has been recorded and distributed by SalafiTapes.com. For more information, please contact us at info@SalafiTapes.com or visit us on our website www.SalafiTapes.com.